This is VOA News in Washington. Jeff Custer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday Florida law enforcement will launch a state-level criminal probe of the apparent attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump, running parallel to the federal investigation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ryan Routh was charged with federal gun crimes yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida prosecutors will run their own investigation, saying the state has jurisdiction over the most serious offense,
which is attempted murder.
And he wants to make sure Routh is held fully accountable.
We have a strong interest in the state of Florida of bringing this suspect to justice to the fullest extent of the law.
More federal charges are also possible, as Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department seeks a grand jury indictment.
We will spare no resource in this investigation.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hezbollah officials Tuesday said hundreds of handheld pagers exploded nearly simultaneously across Lebanon and parts of Syria, killing at least 8 people, including members of the militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah officials are blaming Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack that wounded thousands at a time of rising tensions across the Lebanon border. The Israeli military declined to comment. A Hezbollah official who spoke on condition of anonymity told the Associated Press the new brand of handheld pagers used by the group first heated up, then exploded, killing at least 2 of its members and wounding others. At a Beirut news conference, Lebanon's acting health minister, Firas Abiad, described the casualties.
The number of injured people is around 2,750 injured. The number of martyrs, 8 martyrs. The number of critical cases is over 200 cases that are in critical condition or require surgery. And the hospitals that have participated in receiving the injured people so far are around 100 hospitals.
This is VOA News. Dominic Pellico, the Frenchman accused of drugging his wife and inviting other men to rape her, admitted to his various criminal charges in court Tuesday, announcing, "I am a rapist," and begging his family for forgiveness. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
Dominic Pellico, as explained by his lawyer, had been due to testify last week in a case that has shocked France, but his appearance was delayed due to health issues. He appeared in court with a cane. According to French reporters, Dominique Pellico said, "I admit to the charges in their entirety," adding, "I am a rapist just like all the others in this room." Dominique Pellico, who was initially arrested after filming up a woman's skirt, faces charges including rape, gang rape, and various privacy breaches by recording and disseminating sexual images. Prosecutors say he offered sex with his former wife Giselle Pellico on a website and filmed the abuse. In addition, 50 other men, currently aged 26 to 73, are also on trial for rape charges in the southern city of Avignon.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Officials in Portugal report 3 Portuguese firefighters died Tuesday in one of a dozens of forest fires ravaging the country's central and northern regions, bringing the death toll from the latest fires to 7 people since Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Portugal is fighting over 50 active wildfires on its mainland and has mobilized around 5,300 firefighters, as well as calling for European Union help. Authorities have closed several motorways and suspended train connections on 2 railroad lines in northern Portugal. In Aveiro alone, the blazes have burned through more than 24,000 acres of forest and scrubland in the past 2 days, officials said. The Aveiro fires could engulf a further 49,000 acres. ANEPC Civil Protection Authority Commander André Fernandes said late on Monday. Prime Minister Luis Montenegro told reporters on Monday night that the country is going to have, quote, difficult hours in the coming days.
That's Alice Rizzo reporting. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen Tuesday announced her new cabinet or college with many women in the top roles. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
She's now put women in many of the top roles on her new team for her next 5-year tenure at the head of the bloc.
6 executive vice presidents, I assigned 4 women and 2 men. So you recall the share of the college is 40% women, 60% men. We flip this and we have as a proposal 6 executive vice presidents, 4 women, 2 men.
However, von der Leyen had struggled to get closer to gender parity on her commission team, as many of the 27 member states staunchly refused to give her a choice between a male and a female candidate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.